Good afternoon, I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Beginning with local stories, Luxembourg's National Student Conference has sounded the alarm over the growing popularity of snus, small white nicotine pouches placed under the lip, warning that the product could create a new generation of nicotine addicts. Using snus brings with it numerous health risks, including various forms of cancer, as well as cardiovascular issues like high blood pressure. Pregnant women risk stillbirth, preterm birth, and other complications. The A3 motorway between the Gasperich and Bettenberg interchanges will be completely closed in both directions from this Friday at 8 p.m. until Monday at 4 a.m. The Air de Bersham service area will also be inaccessible during this time. Thousands of climate bonus subsidy applications are facing delays of up to a year due to high demand and frequent form errors. But the Environment Ministry plans new support measures, online improvements, and a future pre-financing system to speed up payments. The Climate Bonus Living Scheme offers financial aid for households investing in sustainable home energy upgrades, such as solar panels, thermal systems, or heat pumps. Currently, around 14,000 applications are awaiting processing, the vast majority relating to photovoltaic installations. In international news, Eurostar said today it will run double-decker trains through the Channel Tunnel for the first time, as it faces potential competition on its routes between London and mainland Europe. This comes as other European operators are eyeing the cross-channel route, which could break Eurostar's three-decade monopoly on passenger services. Finally, a Russian overnight missile and drone assault on Ukraine killed six people, including two children, near Kiev, and caused widespread power outages as hopes for renewed peace talks between Moscow and Washington collapsed. The attack comes a day after efforts to settle the nearly four-year war hit another roadblock after a planned presidential meeting between U.S. leader Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin was cancelled. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. In cricket, Sinaran Muthusami and Kagiso Rabada hit fighting half centuries as South Africa took a crucial 71-run lead over Pakistan on day three of the second test in Rawalpindi. Muthusami made a career-best 89 not out, and Rabada struck his highest score of 71 as the visitors added 169 for the last two wickets. In golf, veteran Angelo Quay said today that the high quality of the field for this week's Asian Tour event made it like a major for him and his fellow Filipino golfers. Former Masters champions Patrick Reed, Dustin Johnson, and Charles Schwartzel, plus 2010 British Open winner Louis Oosthuizen, led the most prestigious lineup ever assembled for a golf tournament in the Philippines. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu. The cloudy, wet weather will continue this afternoon and indeed throughout the evening and overnight. Temperatures are staying mild with an expected high of 14 degrees. It's currently 12 degrees.